Here she is, Maria Pappas.
The one and only.
Her. You love her.
On WGON with the one and only Ro Khan.
There you go. Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas. And you know what, Maria? Now, normally it is such a pleasure to talk to you, but I'm going to say that today, I'm going to take that back, because today you are here to announce that my property tax bill is online. And I am not happy about that.
Did you look it up yet?
I have not looked it up yet. I'm going to look it up actually while we're doing this, and then I'm going to scream out loud. But
you just sit there and have a little coffee, and let me chat a little bit, and then you can interrupt me and slap me, and you can talk.
Is that
fair?
That's better.
Okay. So we know that your taxes are due August 3rd, but there are a couple of major things that have happened throughout the county, which is that even though you're going to get this bill in the mail, assuming the United States Post Office gets to you through the looting, protesting, and COVID stuff that's going on, you should get it on or around July 3rd. However, just to make your life very easy, we are eliminating the United States Post Office. We are assuming that for all practical purposes, they do not exist, and we are providing for you, grab a pen and a pencil, or your iPhone, iPad, or computer, and write this down, cookcountytreasurer.com. Just get there, because like 5 hours ago, we put up the bills that you will be getting by address in July. They are now up live on the internet. So since we put them up, we've had nothing but massive convulsions. So that's what's happening.
Okay, so I cheated. I just Googled Cook County Treasurer. All right, so now it takes me to Cook County Treasurer's office, and then I got these things. Paying first installment, is that what I want to hit?
No, you want to see, when you get to cookcountytreasurer.com, what you're going to see is a big purple box in the middle. Big purple box in the middle.
Sake. All right, hold on. Your property tax overview, right? Is that what it's supposed to say?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so then right there, it's going to say, put in the little purple box, you're going to punch the purple box.
Yeah.
And you're going to see two things, search by property index number or search by property address. You want to punch property address because we've made this idiot proof. We've made this easy. Your index number is.
I just want to say, I do know what my index number is. I really don't, but I know how to look it up.
Don't fake it. No, okay. We don't need you to look it up. We don't need you to do any of that. Just put your address in. So you want to tell the public where you live?
No.
Okay, so I'm
most
gonna
of
put
them
in,
know now by anyway, so it doesn't matter.
But when you put your address in, ladies and gentlemen, children of elderly parents, do not put in north, south, east, and west. Just put in the number.
Yeah.
Put in the name of the street. Okay.
Got
if
it.
It's a unit number. Put it in.
Yeah.
If it's not a unit number, put in the city. So I'm going to put in Chicago on the one I'm looking up, and I'm putting a zip of 60642. Six. 0642. Punch the blue continue button.
Okay, now, all right, I got it. I landed on me. I landed on me. All right, fine. So now I hit, look up your information, your property tax overview. I looked it up, and now I got a seat. Now I got a blue, my 2018 build in 2019. Wait, that's not it. Now this is 2019 build in 2020, right?
Right.
So this is what it says my amount due is. And holy God, Maria, what are you doing to me?
You're trying to
ruin me.
How much is it?
I don't want to say how much it is. It's a big number. It's got 5 digits in it. Actually, it's got 7 digits if you count the 56 cents I owe on top of it.
But can you see the difference between last year and this year?
Hold on. I'll tell you something, right? Yeah, I can see the difference between last year and this year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Okay, hold on. Let's see, total. It went up. I went up.
How much?
I went up I'm not that great at math. By about $600, maybe.
Well, okay. So how would you like to be this person? What ward do you want to deal with in the city of Chicago? I have all 50 wards, and I have all residences and all commercial. So just for your show, I ran a program, and I've got the top 10 in each ward by residence and each ward by commercial. Who do you want
to? Wait, by top 10 what?
Increases.
Oh, increases. Like by dollar amount or percentage?
By dollar amount.
Oh, for God's sake.
Who do you want to
do
it?
Let's take my ward. I'm going to take my ward. I'm going to take second ward. All right,
okay,
tell me.
Second ward.
I want to know. I'm going to be really mad. Residents. I want to know residents. I'm going to be so mad.
Second ward, they are all 900 West Walton. So 900 West Walton, what was 47,000 in 2018, is now 450,000.
I'm sorry. Hello? What?
You heard me.
Wait, 900.
Apparently, what happened was these apartments have since been built out. Isn't these the apartments where people are paying like $11-12 million?
Oh, yeah, that fancy building.
That's the fancy schmancy building where they've got like the guy that drives you around as part of your assessments and stuff.
I don't know, but I know it's a super fancy building that they built there, and that's like that. The billionaires who live in Chicago have all moved into that building.
Well, okay.
And that way the property tax, hold on. You telling me, Maria Pappas, that, and those are apartments.
I'm just telling you the figures that I got from the court.
Hold on. You're telling me that there's a condo in that building, and I don't know, some of those are duplexes, so they might be, you know, they could be, you know, 10,000, 12,000 right. square feet. I don't know, something like that. You're telling me that taxes are $450,000 a year?
$450,000
a year in property taxes.
That's what this says. That's what the sheet in front of me says. 900 West Walton. I can give you the PIN number. 1704.
Well, wait. That's not 900. No, it's 9 West. It's 9 West. It's 9 West Walton.
9 West Walton.
Yeah.
Right.
No. 900 West Walton would not be $450,000 in taxes.
No, but if you go to the third ward, let's look at what happens there at the highest one. This is 1648 South Prairie. Somebody must have done a new development there because in 2018 it was $4,400. Mm-hmm. And what do you think it is today?
$20,200.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's try.
16th and Prairie.
Yeah, so now let's take the fifth ward, okay? This is interesting. 5530 South Shore Drive.
Are we going to get sued for doing this, Maria? I don't know. I mean, you're giving everybody's property tax.
You know what? I'm doing this because I think you're an intelligent guy on, like, radio, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think that the people who listen to you want to know.
Okay.
So I'm coming on, and I'm using you as a vehicle to let them know.
Maria, so hold on one second. Hold on.
Encouraging them to do. Yeah.
Hold on. We'll get to the rest of these. Hold on. We'll get to the bread because this is very interesting. But I got to step down here for the traffic, and then we'll come back and tell you what everybody else's property tax
is. More important than me, seriously? Seriously?
Yeah, it is.
You're
it is. I mean,
are
you a program director? Do you want to hear from my program director? I don't think you want to hear from him. I'll tell you that right now. We're going through the property taxes just got released today, and you can look them up. You're probably going to get them in the mail in a couple of weeks, maybe a week or 10 days. But they're up online right now. You go to her website, which is cookcountytreasurer.com, and you get to see, you just put your address in, you get to find out what your property taxes are. And they're not due now. They would normally be due on August 1st, but there's a little bit of a grace period, right?
Well, the good news is that because of this COVID and everything else that's going on, the board elected to waive penalties for 2 months. So let's just take an example here. Suppose you have three kids and they're all going back to college.
Mm-hmm.
Row. He has three kids.
Willing to do it, yeah.
He's not old enough to have three kids going back to college, but assume they're all going back to college September 1st, and his property tax bill is $8,000, and he's got like $30,000 due in tuition. Mm-hmm. He's saying, I just can't do it because I've been out of work. WGN put me out of work. I can't do it. So, seriously, WGN put you out of work. So what we're going to do for you, because you've been let go, is we are going to let you juggle your $8,000. The point and a half for September and the point and a half for August don't kick in until October 1st. You're going to be able to take that $8,000, pay the college tuition until WGN hires you again and you get a check, and then you can pay me on October 1st.
Yeah, I got it. I have other options. All right, so what? So let's talk about the 3%, though. You get that. You get charged that on October 2nd, though, right?
No, you don't get charged 3 on October 2nd. 1.5 points begins in October.
Oh,
so you've got 2 months grace period here.
Got it.
And we're kind of hoping that people take
while
that
we're doing that?
But the important thing here.
Hey, Maria, hold on. You're not listening. Yeah. If I wanted to pay like half of it in August and the other half in September, could I do that?
You can do that with no penalty. You can give me $4,000 1 month, $4,000 the next month, $3,000 1 month, you know, $5,000 the next. However you want to split it up.
Got it. Okay, got it. All right. Okay. But I'll say we got two-month grace period. All
no,
right.
here, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Here's what really matters here. This is what really, really matters in the big scheme of all of this. Nobody. Like today, we were in the county building because we're printing bills. You couldn't hear yourself talk because around the building was a chronic and constant parade. Now, if you think after they show that on TV every night that this parade's down there, like defund this and defund that, okay, and fund this and don't fund, you won't really think anybody's going to come to the county building to visit me, do you, to pay their bills?
No,
so
I'm not.
Listen up. Huh? Yeah. No, listen up. We now have more people paying online than we do mailing it in because people don't want to go out of the house to go to the mailbox either, okay, or walking to a Chase bank. So the moral to the story is if 370,000 other people are paying online, here's how you do it, and it's really simple. You go to cookcountytreasurer.com. It says pay online, but assume you don't know how to do that. You call your bank. You call Bank of America. You call Chase. You call Amalgamated. You call whoever's out there, and you tell them, hey, deduct from my account my property tax amount and forward it to the treasurer, and you'll have an automatic receipt in your account. And banks are doing that as a courtesy to their customers. So this person who used to walk into Chase, used to go to the mailbox, doesn't have to do it anymore. They don't even have to go online and pay. They can call the bank where their money is and say, hey, cough it up for Pappas and don't cough it up until October 1st, which I think is pretty nice.
I'm going to get T-shirts that say that, cough it up for Pappas. Okay, hold on. I want to take a phone call, 312-981-7200. Alma, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Alma. You're talking to Maria Pappas. She's
Maria,
the county treasurer.
I love you, Maria. You know, while I was listening to you, I actually did, you know, and you're right, it is idiot-proof. I went online and I paid my mom's property taxes. Bless her heart. She's 89. She's one of those people that likes to come and pay in person. She's always loved the services in your offices. She likes how seniors are treated first and
how's
everyone's so polite.
Okay, but listen, go back to that site and see if she got all of her exemptions. Can you go back
she
to the
did.
Site?
She did. I promise you she did. We're not greedy people. We owe what we owe. She is 89, and I'm not going to say how much it was, but it was reasonable. I went into my mom's Chase savings account, a checking account, and I routed it, and I'm going to be very happy that, number one, I didn't have to miss a day of work to go and take her in because she likes
wonderful.
To do it in person, and I printed out the receipt, and I will post it on the fridge, so when the bill finally comes to her, I will point it out to her, and when she sees her monthly statement, I will point it out to her again.
But this is huge for me. So
this is beautiful.
Yeah, it gives me the opportunity to tell you something. Let's assume that you're like this. What's your first name?
My name is Alma.
Alma, so let's assume that there are more people like Alma out there who've got a parent. You can also go on this line, and you can demand from me or request of me, and I will happily do it. I will send you the bill to your email. It's under e-billing of anybody you know. You want to pay anybody's bill you know any place, I'll send it to you. You don't even have to wait to get it in the mail.
Okay.
I will send it to you.
All right, Alma. All right, hold on. We'll get your information. I want to play this game one more time, though. We got about a minute left. All right, because
I only have a minute?
Yeah. You know what? We have commercials and we have other things to get to, Maria Pappas.
What
you
could
can buy
be
the
more
time if you
than
want.
Me discussing this topic with you?
Well, let me tell you something. I want to know, because you went apparently and snooped around everybody's property taxes today, because this is the day they came out on your website, and you're talking about the greatest increases, and I cannot believe what I just heard. One went from $47,000 a year to $450,000 a year.
Right.
Did anybody go down?
Did anybody go down?
Down.
I didn't check anybody that goes down. Do you know why?
Why?
If I do something right, do you think my husband tells me I did a great job?
No. I'm certain.
My husband only complains if I spend money. So there is the issue here is I want to deal with and know who's going to stampede my office and complain and come into the county building. Who's going to complain? I want to know.
All right. Okay. Well, then I know one guy, and I know whose apartment that was you talked about, because I just figured it out. You know, on Walton Street, where a guy now pays $450,000 for an apartment. I mean, literally an apartment a year in his property taxes. Okay.
Can you imagine what kind of artwork he's got?
Well, let me tell you what kind of a I know that you do not want him coming down to your office and yelling at you. I can just
he
tell you
won't
that
come.
Personally.
Yeah. He's all right. Making too much money.
Yeah, I know that he probably is. All right, thank you, Maria Pappas. Again, go
are
to
you
Cook
like
County
telling me to get off the phone now? Do I have to get off?
You got to get off. CookCountyTreasurer.com. You can stay on the phone if you want, but you'd just be talking to yourself.
You're the best, Joe.
Goodbye, Maria. All right, we got news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming your way in two.